This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a beautiful thing. This is my favorite part of the week. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast today, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, including parts unknown in between. Serious question for you today. I want to open up this show with a serious discussion with you today. Have you made a decision to carry a firearm for your personal self-defense? Have you already gotten there? Many of you have. Of course, this is Armed American Radio. Many of you haven't. Those are some of who I want to talk with you today. In fact, even if you have, good advice is never wasted. Have you made a decision to carry a firearm? Do you carry a firearm? Even if you do, you might want to pay careful attention. This is, to those of you who haven't, maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you listen to Armed American Radio. I get emails from a lot of you who say, you know, I'm not quite there yet. And that's who I want to talk with today. And I'll tell you my story. And then I'm going to go over with you some criteria, four criteria, in fact. My opinion, not famed trainer Rob Pincus or Masad Ayoub, or Givens, or anybody else out there, maybe someone you've trained with or are considering training with. It's not coming from gun sight. Some of you have been to front sight, trained with ICE, our good friend Rob Pincus in Combat Focus. But my advice and my criteria, advice to myself, and you need to do this yourself. You need to determine some of these things for yourself before you make the decision to carry a firearm. What firearm are you going to carry in particular is what I'm referring to here. But this is a very personal decision, a personal decision that can carry life and death on your hip, that will carry life and death on your hip. So ask yourself these questions as you listen to the first half hour of the show today. Are you capable of taking a human life? Are you capable of that? Are you capable of pointing a firearm at another human being, squeezing the trigger, and dealing with the aftermath? The sight, the sounds, the smells, the police, possible jail. Are you ready for that? We're talking about real life here. When you strap a firearm on your hip, these are things you better be very well aware of inside yourself. You have to come to terms with these decisions. Maybe some of you who carry a firearm shouldn't. Maybe you haven't come to those terms yet. Maybe you haven't thought about it. Maybe you haven't sought out the proper training. We would absolutely advise you to do so. And by that, I don't mean standing at the range shooting at a pie plate at 15 feet. But I mean proper training, not just practice. There is a difference. But if you make a decision to carry a firearm, if you are thinking about making a decision to carry a firearm for your personal defense, what firearm do you want to carry? What caliber do you want to carry? A few years ago, I wrote a column for humanevents.com, Guns and Patriots, titled The Top 10 Concealed Carry Guns. And I'm going to spend some time going through that list with you today in the first half hour. I'll give you those 10 guns, and I made some changes to those, to that list, to those 10 guns. I'll talk with you about those in just a few minutes. But before we get there, these are the criteria that I devised for myself. These are the things I thought about when I made a decision to carry a firearm, and it got down to the nuts and bolts. I said, okay, I've got about $500 in my pocket, and I need to make a decision. What is it I want to put in my pocket, on my ankle, on my belt? Maybe in a fanny pack. Maybe those of you carry off-body have made a decision you're going to carry in a pocketbook. Whatever decision you make, what criteria determine what you're going to carry? Here we go. As far as I'm concerned, and this is from my Human Events column on Guns and Patriots. You can Google it up. Just Google my name, Human Events, Guns and Patriots, Top 10 Concealed Carry, and you'll see what I'm referring to here. But for a concealed carry gun to be effective, it must meet certain criteria. Number four, it must be simple to use, shouldn't it? Point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles. Nothing that makes you think beyond pulling the trigger. This is a gun. It should be simple, and you should not have to worry about running a system when your life or the lives of your loved ones are on the line and immediate action is required. Let your training take over. You want to know that your gun is reliable. You don't want to worry about operating a system. You're not Jack Bauer. This isn't television. Number three, power has to be considered. Keep this in mind. All guns are powerful. All guns are powerful of any caliber. Don't believe me? Stand in front of your little .22 long rifle and have someone pull the trigger. Go ahead. I didn't think so. You see, this is one area where I challenged myself to challenge conventional wisdom. The caliber debate. No one wants to get shot, do they? You don't want to get shot. Criminals don't want to get shot. No one wants to get shot by any gun of any caliber, especially criminals, right? Yes, you should always carry the largest and most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry and shoot. If that happens to be a .22, good for you. And guess what? Bad for whoever is on the receiving end. So keep that in mind as you make a decision. Or those of you who carry a firearm, maybe you're not carrying the right gun. Keep these in mind. Number two, reliability. You can carry the coolest custom gun in the world, but if your choice of handgun doesn't go pow when your booger hook squeezes the bang switch, or your shot goes wide left like a pee-wee football, it's worthless, isn't it? Your gun must be reliable, and by reliable, what do I mean? I mean reliable right out of the box. You shouldn't have to fluff and buff that thing. And today's quality handguns make that possible. Number one, comfort. Again, this is another area where I will also challenge conventional wisdom. You've probably heard the famous saying from Clint Smith out at Thunder Ranch. We've all heard the words, right? That a gun isn't meant to be comfortable, it's meant to be comforting. That's old school. I think that's old school. Because nowadays it can be both. It's no longer necessary to lug around a 2-pound hunk of steel with only 7 rounds, unless, of course, you want to. But it isn't necessary. Those are the four criteria that I determined for myself when I decided on what gun I wanted to carry. Now, interestingly, I have a lot more than one handgun now. And the list has changed. But in the next segment, I want to go over that list with you. Make some comparisons to yourself. Well, you'll see some caliber choices in there that I made. Maybe you'll see yourself in the list as well. But very quickly, let's go over those one more time. Number four, the gun must be simple to use. Point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles. You don't want to have to worry about running a system in what will arguably be the single worst moment of your life. that moment, someone is trying to take yours. Because that's the only time you will be justified in pulling that trigger and taking theirs, possibly. So you want that gun to be simple to use, point and click, bang. Not a system to worry about. Number three, power. Remember, power. All guns are powerful. Next time somebody says to you, why are you carrying that 22? Why are you carrying that mouse gun? Offer to shoot them in their chest with your mouse gun. See what they say. I tell you right now what the answer is going to be. Hell no. Exactly. Carry the largest caliber, the most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry. If it's a 22, good for you. Number two, reliability. Remember, the coolest custom gun in the world doesn't mean squat if it isn't on your person. If it doesn't go pow when you pull the switch, boom, that gun has to work. It has to be reliable. Comfort. Carry what's comfortable for you. You can carry large handguns today, and they're comfortable to carry. When we come back from this break, what we'll do, we'll engage Sean a little bit. I know Sean's got a few guns, and I'll give you some of the top 10 concealed carry guns that I actually own and carry on my person. And then I'll show you some of the changes I made over the past 4 years. I might have even broken one of my own rules. Hey, but it's good to be fun, right? Armed American Radio continues after this. I'm Mark Walters, back with the top 10 concealed carry guns on my list anyway, right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Second Amendment Foundation, great organization. If you are not a member, why? SAF.org. Head over there and donate. They just recently filed another lawsuit on your behalf.
Nice.
And they did. And we will. Sean, are you there? Is your mic live?
My mic is live.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we'll have Alan back on the show next week. The schedule got a little bit hairy. I was still working on the lineup today. This morning, John Lott and I were communicating. He will be on the show next week as well also. A lot to talk about with him. Sean, the top 10 concealed carry guns, you know, this is a topic. It's a very subjective topic. Of course, everybody has their own idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't call somebody stupid. Well, I can. I do from time to time. But I'm not going to call you stupid because I don't like your carry gun choice.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
Absolutely.
The best trainers in the world can't tell you what fits in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The friendliest gun store clerk in America can't make the decision of what you need to put on your belt or in your purse, mm-hmm. or what works for you. You have to make that decision.
Yes.
And don't let anyone else make it for you. This is modern America. This is 2014. Most gun shops in your neighborhood have a range.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And most of those ranges have a nice little shelf over there with a wide array of fantastic guns for you to rent for the day.
Yep.
Or for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Go through them. Find one that you like. Then you make that decision. And you know what happens from that point on? Then your collection begins. Okay? Then you say, well, I need one for my ankle. And boy, I sure would. Oh, that Galco shoulder rig looks great. I got to get one for that. And the next thing you know, you're in my boat.
Yeah.
And you've got dozens of handguns. So let's talk about some of those guns. And this is an important list for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it's my list. This mm-hmm. is what worked for me mm-hmm. in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
After many, many years of getting to that point. Now, lest you not know my story, I'll give it to you quickly. Back in 2002, I had not yet made a decision, probably like you, to carry my firearm everywhere I went. That changed. That changed. On a balmy November morning in 2002, while on my way to work, I happened to have my Glock 36 with me. And thank God I did. Because about 12 minutes after I departed my driveway, the muzzle was pointed at two people, two human beings. And let me tell you something. It is amazing how Mr. Glock's invention worked
mm-hmm.
without my having to operate it any more so than pull it from its holster and point it in the proper direction. It was a very frightening encounter, one that I will never forget, and one that changed my life forever. One that also got me to the point to make a decision to carry a firearm with me everywhere I went. Because I found out from personal experience that when it's going to hit the fan, you're not going to be the one to decide when it hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is going to make that decision for you, and your ass had better be prepared. You following me here? So keep that in mind. Let's go through the criteria. Be simple to use. The gun must be simple to use. Sean, you agree?
I agree.
Point and click, squeeze and bang. Power. Yep. All guns are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the 22 you carry, good for you and bad for whoever's on the receiving end should you happen to have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You want that gun to be reliable. Doesn't matter how purdy it is.
Yes.
It better be reliable. When you squeeze that trigger, it better do what it's intended to do.
That's the last thing you want.
And that is stop the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And if the death of the other person on the other end of your muzzle results, they should have thought twice when they got up that day. And you need to be prepared to deal with that aftermath. Number one, comfort. Yeah, you want the gun to be comfortable. Comforting. Today's day and age, today's technology allows you to carry a full-size firearm and stick it in a crossbreed holster and watch it disappear. So you can accomplish both. Number 10 on my list was that Model 36 Glock. And I wrote, I used to carry this gun religiously. In fact, I pulled it on two miscreants who tried to approach my vehicle at an intersection in November of 2002 on a balmy Tampa, Florida morning at 6:20 a.m. I never had to fire a shot, thank God. Slim and sleek, the 36 makes carrying the 45 ACP just a tad bit more comfortable. That's number 10 on my list. Number 9, the Kel-Tec P3AT. Now keep in mind, this was 2010. I've made some changes. I'll tell you about those changes later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kel-Tec P3AT, the 380 is not my optimum choice of self-defense caliber, I wrote. Having said that, and following the criteria above, number 3 in particular, the Kel-Tec P3AT is an excellent choice for meeting all four criteria, and I have carried it on and off over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Ruger LCP or Taurus TCP not on the list, I wrote? They are. You just can't see them because the Kel-Tec P3AT is kind of like the grandfather of the 380 craze. Remember that?
Yep.
Consider it to represent all of the above in the small-framed polymer 380s. I thought that was brilliant. Kind of incorporate that in there like that.
It is nice.
All right. Number 8, the Carr PM9. The Carr PM9 is a great little shooter, has perfect weight and balance, and it's a car for crying out loud. It's as reliable as the day is long, doesn't need any fluff and buff, and it feels good in my hand. Notice I said my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what's going to feel good in your hand. Maybe it doesn't fit your hand. If not, replace the number 9 here with whatever you think works best. Number 7, Glock Model 19. Now, that's a great handgun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you slice it. That gun needs to be on everybody's list. If you can't carry the 19, grow bigger hands, okay? Because this thing is the number one carry gun in the world, I think, to this day. I'd have to do pull some numbers on that for a reason, okay? Sticking with the 9mm as we work our way through the list I wrote, the Glock 19 is a perfect fit of beautiful, ugly fit and balance. The 9mm is a wonderful shooter with easily manageable recoil and excellent shot follow-up. No wonder it's one of the most popular CCW guns in the world. Number 6, the Springfield XD Compact 45.
Really?
Yeah, and I wrote on here, you know, I like this gun. Smaller frames can make the 45 ACP feel like a real bull coming out of the gate. But to me, this gun handled the power of the formidable 45 cartridge very well.
Mm.
Again, notice I said for me. It might not for you.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you haters out there that are saying, this guy's nuts, why isn't my gun in there so far? You never know, we'll get there. It's a great match of balance and power in a medium package that is extremely accurate outside the normal defensive range of 7 to 10 feet. Number 5 was the Smith & Wesson M&P full-size 40.
Mm.
Yeah, great gun. Mm. I love those Smith & Wesson M&Ps. I've owned and carried the 9mm and the 40 in both compact and full-size frames, and I got to tell you, the reason this gun outshines other manufacturers of similar size and caliber, I think, is the grip.
Really?
Love the grip. The interchangeable back straps on the gun of this size, for example. Now, there's been some changes to the Smith & Wesson lineup. Talk about those later in the show. Number 4 was the Model 22 Gen 4 Glock. Number 3 was the Glock Model 23. Number 2, the Smith & Wesson Model M&P 340 CT Revolver in 357 and 38. And number 1... you'll find out when we get back from this break. Armed American Radio continues, but I'll tell you this, it's not what you're thinking back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I can't say that enough. I get the biggest kick out of that. To be able to bring you Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio. I forget whose liberal show I was on. I was a guest on a, you know, some goofball liberal radio program. And he said, my next guest is the host of Armed American Radio. That says it all. He said, welcome, Mark Walters. I said, does it scare you? You get scared?
That sounds like something.
You get scared.
A progressive would say.
Yeah. Mm. That says it all. Yeah, I said, it does say it all, doesn't it?
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. We have a guest on line one. What I want to do is go through the remaining four. I jumped through them quick in the essence of time. What you can't hear is Sean in my ear telling me, hey, you got 30 seconds. Let's run through this quick.
I can't help it.
But I want to go through the last four of the top ten. But we'll bring in my next guest who's going to stay with us for the remainder of this hour. And that's Dave Bray, the lead singer of Madison Rising, America's most patriotic rock band, and a good friend of mine. Dave, how you doing, man? It's great to have you here. Thanks for jumping in with us today.
Always a pleasure, man. Keep doing what you're doing. This is you're doing important things.
Well, you can count on it, and so are you. And we're going to play, with your permission, we're going to ask you for permission on live radio to play America the Beautiful. What an incredible rendition that is when we come back from the next break. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, brother. Whatever you
mind if we do what's about 3 minutes and 21 seconds? We're going to do the whole thing and let America hear this. It's outstanding version. Hey, Dave, before you jumped in, I was going through my top 10 carry guns, and I ran out of time. I'm going to go down the final four here. You ready to jump in and give me your opinion as well?
Yeah, I'll jump in with you.
Number four was, well, let me go through the, let's do the remainder of them here. Let's give the top 10.
Desert Eagle 50 cal, number one carry.
Go ahead, no. Yeah, man. See, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, it's subjective, you know. You can't call me stupid because you don't like my choices.
Backpack along with you.
Number 10, I said, was Glock Model 36. I'll forego the descriptions why. Number 9 was the Kel-Tec P3AT. Now, keep in mind, what I did was I lumped in that Kel-Tec P3AT. All of you folks like myself that own the Ruger LCPs, the Taurus TCPs, and some of the other guns. Heck, I'd even put the little Diamondback DB9s in there, okay, and the 380s. Number 8 I had is the Carr PM9. Number 7 I had the Glock Model 19. What a fantastic gun that is. Number 6 was the Springfield XD Compact 45. Number 5 was the Smith & Wesson M&P Full Size in 40. Great gun. Nice punch with that 40. Number 4, Dave, was the Glock Model 22 Gen 4. And I know there's some people out there right now screaming, ah, those springs and everything else, they had issues with them. They're fixed. Glock took good care of everybody with that. But that's a great handgun. And that 40 caliber, do you like the 40 cal?
I'm a 40 guy all day.
It's such a great caliber. You know, you've seen, too, that the U.S. military is now making moves to get away from the Beretta, from the M9.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them for that.
You don't? You think they should move to...
I think they've leaps and bounds since then, I think. I mean, it's still a great weapon, but it's, you know, it was my carry. I was a Navy corpsman, so that was on my leg. But, you know, it was a good weapon. I think there's more reliable weapons out there.
I've never liked the safety on that gun. We can talk about that in a couple minutes. Number 3, the Glock Model 23. And I own a pair of those things. I loved them. I had them in blued steel and the Inox silver. That was just, they were gorgeous firearms, but... I had some issues with the criteria that I set for myself. But number 3 was one of my favorite carry guns of all time, and I don't carry this anymore, and that's the Glock Model 23. Hands down, winner, in my opinion. This I wrote in 2010, not to mention that it has that lovable Glock pretty and ugly thing going on I like so much for me. I think it's a perfect fit.
What are you basing this on? Comfort? Obviously.
I used all four of my... Yeah, you missed all four of the criteria, so I'll go over them now. Number 1, the gun should be simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles, which is what I didn't like about that Beretta. Mm-hmm. Number 3, power. All guns are powerful. Even a 22 is powerful, and if you don't believe me, let me shoot you in the forehead with one. No, I didn't think so. Number 2, reliability, right? Coolest custom gun in the world isn't doing you any good if it doesn't go bang. And number 1 was comfort. Those were my four criteria. Did you have any you would add to that list?
As far as weapons or different criteria?
Criteria that make a good CCW gun a good carry gun for you.
Oh, I would think, you know, just like you said, comfort is a big one. And the reliability, those are the two big ones.
Exactly.
I don't want to be lugging around, you know, a ton.
Ah, you see, and that's where I put on there that in that comfort that in today's environment with today's technology, it's not necessary to lug around a 7-pound hunk of steel or 2-pound hunk of steel with 7 rounds.
Yep.
And I know the purists out there are saying he's talking about the 1911, man. He's hating on the 1911.
You got to bring that up.
Yeah, and I'm not hating on it. I love the 1911. They sit in my safe. I'm looking at them. I love them. All right. Number 2 was the Smith & Wesson Model M&P 340. That's the CT revolver in 357 and 38. Now, that's a pricey handgun. That gun runs and retails about $1,100 to $1,200. It comes in with the Crimson Trace grips built into it. It's beautiful, but man, I'll tell you what, for the little snubby, that thing is just top-notch. And number 1, Dave, and I thought people were going to tell me I was crazy for this, but using the four criteria I just read you, Number one for me was the North American Arms NAA 22 Magnum Mini Revolvers. Take your pick.
I like those.
You know why? Here's what I wrote in 2010 for Human Events. North American Arms, number one gun. What, are you serious? You bet I am. A concealed carry handgun does you absolutely no good if it isn't carried. The NAA 22 Magnum Mini Revolvers eliminate every possible excuse you can think of for not carrying some type of personal defense gun on your person at all times. It fits all possible attire from a bathing suit to full winter garb. The 22 Mag is not my favorite choice of defensive caliber. However, the 22 Mag Mini in my pocket under any possible scenario certainly beats the heck out of my main carry gun in the glove box or safe. In fact, this gun should be on your person even when you are carrying your main gun. Never again do you have to have an excuse to be unarmed, ever. Everyone should own one of these. Your thoughts?
I just think, I mean, as a backup, yeah. You know, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life in courts. So, you know, I go big or go home.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate that. Again, that's what I love about this list. It's so subjective. And really what I'm saying is this is the gun that you can carry when you can't carry a gun, right?
Oh, and I got you.
You can phrase it. You can. You know, take that any way you choose to take that. Maybe your mother-in-law doesn't like guns and you're having dinner with your mother-in-law and she knows you carry a gun and you can carry that and she doesn't know you're carrying a gun. So however you want to describe it.
You're bringing them guns in my house, boy.
I'm not, Mom. I'm telling you. I'm wearing a bathing suit and a T-shirt. I got no gun on me. You have no idea. I got that little
mini. You mean that? I can smell it.
Rock and roll and guns. Wow. What goes together better? Maybe some barbecue with that, Dave?
Yeah, well, yeah, barbecue that you killed with, you know, a legal firearm would be even better. Some lean venison.
Yeah.
Some lean venison.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
you're
talking about.
Invoking a little bit of the nuge in there, too. Hey, you know, I saw Kiss Friday. I just had to say this because, you know, you're a rock and roll guy. You sing for a great band. I saw Kiss on Friday in Atlanta. What a great show.
How would they open up with?
You know, they opened up with Psycho Circus. They changed their set list a little bit. At the beginning of the tour, they were opening up with King of the Nighttime World, which shocked a lot of people.
Hmm.
But they dusted off some old ones out there. They wind up playing War Machine and a number of other songs that you don't hear them play very often live.
Did they play any covers?
No. Uh-uh.
Not one cover. They couldn't throw one cover at you.
No, they didn't throw anything in there.
Then again, what would Kiss cover, really? It's kind of hard to...
Themselves?
Yeah.
Who was it? We've got about 30 seconds, so we'll end it with rock and roll. Then we'll come back. What a great segue, and we'll play some of your rock and roll.
Yep.
That okay?
Let's do it.
Def Leppard opened up for him, and some headbanging band that... Something, something in the soul, something, something.
Okay.
And how she didn't walk off, that lead singer didn't walk off that stage and them guitarists without screaming headaches, yelling for ibuprofen is beyond me, man. Because they truly were banging their heads.
Really?
It sounds like they did their job. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they rocked. There was no question about it, but I just wanted to see Def Leppard and Kiss. When we come back, we're going to play some rock and roll from Dave Bray and his fantastic band, America's most patriotic rock band, Madison Rising, their rendition of America the Beautiful. Turn it up. You are going to love this. Back right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, feel free to take your gun up to heaven. Check it with St. Peter at the gate. We're going to be talking about guns everywhere. That reminds me of guns everywhere. Jerry Henry will be here. We're going to tally up the carnage in Georgia from the implementation of the Guns Everywhere bill on July 1st. Boy, you're going to be shocked about the blood running in the streets. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. I am being a little sarcastic. I'm also talking right now with Dave Bray, the lead singer of America's most patriotic rock band, Madison Rising. Hey, Dave, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. You know, I was just thinking about this. Top 10, no SIG.
Yeah, right?
What happened?
I don't know. Hey, listen to this, Dave. I didn't get a chance to tell you this, but I think I did maybe by email, but I went and saw the movie America, Dinesh D'Souza's movie.
Cool.
America, and lo and behold, I did not know that your rendition of the Star Spangled Banner closed out that flick as the credits were flying by.
Beautiful.
And I sat there and I thought, you know, I got to call you and get you back on the show. And here you are. So what I want to do now is give America your rendition of America the Beautiful. I think that's a perfect segue. We left the last segment talking about rock and roll and firearms. How about America the Beautiful right now? Sean, are you ready? Let's go ahead and crank it up. Ladies and gentlemen, turn this up. It's fantastic.
Whoa.
country loves. Have mercy, Molly.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark Walters, and that was Q Rockin' Away.
That right there is just nice.
Oh, Dave.
Nice.
It's a crowd favorite. I'm a little bit more surprised that you didn't choose, like, Come to the Ready, since, our commander-in-chief is in so much hot water right now.
Oh, I know. You know, we cover that every week. That version, that rendition of America the Beautiful, just so good.
You like
so
that one?
Powerful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, love it. Now tell us, that's on which album?
That's on the American Hero record. We just put that one out in the last November, so I say we just put it out. But we've been touring that record since it came out, and we've been relentlessly on the road. If you've looked at our schedule or checked out what Madison Rising is doing or where we are, madisonrising.com will tell you where we've been, what we've got coming up, obviously. With the Dinesh D'Souza movie, everything has sort of changed. The ball game is completely shifted now. And when you gain a certain amount of notoriety, a lot more responsibility comes with it. We can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're undertaking as much as we possibly can. So, to any of the fans out there, if you're waiting to hear back from us, you will hear back from us. It does take us a while to get back around, but I just wanted to say, we appreciate Dinesh and his support, and what a great movie. And if your fans want to go out and see that movie, it really it touches on a lot of great things and really changed the narrative of how the history of this country is sort of interpreted by, Hollywood and liberal media and our educational systems, to even the things that I grew up learning are not 100% accurate. So that's kind of what he talks about, and it's a great movie to go take your younger early teens to, and go see it yourself. It's a great movie.
Well said. We're working with Dinesh D'Souza now. In fact, we hope to have him on this broadcast next week. So make sure to check out Armed American Radio on Facebook. We'll keep you updated as to what time and what date. Hopefully it will be next week. Dinesh D'Souza, the producer of that movie, will hopefully be here next week, according to his people. Sean, you have a quick question for Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, I got to ask you, how does it feel when you do your music in front of a big crowd? What is what's the feedback that the crowd gives you?
Oh man, there's really nothing like that. That's the fuel behind what I do. What I do, when you get a response and you come off of, especially, let's put it this way, the patriotic songs, they're heart wrenching. They pull at the heartstrings, and it's something about being an American citizen and seeing a rock show, wherever it might be, with all the lights and all the bells and all the whistles and everything, and then you give them your every last effort. And then at the end, they respond with their loudest, just gratitude. And it's there is no way to describe that. It's sort of like the same feeling that you would get if you're witnessing something incredible, almost like a tornado or like a hurricane or a giant wave or something. It's just awestruck.
Tell me the adrenaline rush is huge. Tell me the adrenaline rush is huge.
And it brings power and energy out of the body, even in ways. I mean, it's like being in a fight. You get up on that stage and it's 100 plus degrees outside with 97% humidity, and you're not up there in a bathing suit, and there's definitely no signs of water coming in.
You gotta love it. Hey, Dave, we're closing out this hour, brother. But I want to direct listeners to MadisonRising.com. MadisonRising.com, and thank Dave Bray, lead singer. Dave, if you would, please hold on to the phone. We've got a few questions for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Madison Rising's Dave Bray. Check them out. Those guys will keep rocking. We'll keep listening here on the Armed American Radio Network. I tell you every week, I'll tell you again, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark and deep. Jealous
me by the clamor now, baby. Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.